Greetings, dear family. In Romans chapter 2, verse 5, we read, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed." Jesus immediately began speaking, "Elizabeth Jane, write these words so my people will clearly hear my voice and heed my warnings by removing themselves from the cities in America that have been slated for destruction. Your most recent dream of Miami being underwater will be so. My Father's wrath is kindled against you, America. You have chosen not to repent of your wicked ways. Even those who profess to follow me have compromised their values and beliefs to align themselves with the world. You have deceived yourselves by embracing outward beauty, material possessions, wealth, and prosperity. Your prayer lives are pitiful, hollow, and rote. For decades, my prophets have called you to repentance, and the people have mocked them. You have turned away from me, America, and have chosen the darkness instead of the light. This once Christian nation, whom has been richly blessed by your God, has fallen far into depravity and sin. You are arrogant and wanton in your ways, and you will feel the full power of my Father's anger. This country leads the world in every kind of abomination and debauchery known to mankind: child and human trafficking, abortion, pornography, drugs, alcohol abuse, divorce, murder, suicide, evil entertainment, and so much more. You send this filth and immorality around the world and profit from it. This wickedness grieves my heart so deeply. My great love for you is lessening and staying my Father's hand. Americans, wake up! Your children are in bondage. Cities are in chaos. Your current government is in league with foreign adversaries, and they are rapidly depleting your food sources and distribution. I have sounded the alarm. My chosen ones have sounded the alarm. And still you do not repent. Turn from your sins and come to me. On the rise is rampant disease, agricultural desolation, and increasing foreign attempts to take over your country. You truly are a stiff-necked nation. Banning prayer, the Bible, and my creation from your schools. You encourage sex among your youth. You wallow in blasphemy. You deny and have hardened your hearts against me. Therefore, when your enemies come to seek you, they will find you, and you will go to war without your God. There will be an unprecedented purging of your country, and I will protect my own, the remnant, those who are praying. You are in a period of squaring off with other nations. I will respond to the prayers of my people. I will respond to your repentance if you sincerely turn away from evil and come back to me. I will give you life, not death. There will be an overflowing of rain, hail, and fire. It shall fall upon the heads of the wicked. Many of my servants I will draw you out and uproot you from the areas under judgment. I will give all my precious ones a purpose and a plan for this day and each day forward. I will bless you and keep you close to me. I will magnify my power to bring mankind's focus back to me. For I am the Lord your God, and there is no other." And that was the end of his message, which the Lord gave to us with an extremely powerful, booming, commanding voice, especially his last sentence when he said, "I will magnify my power to bring mankind's focus back to me, for I am the Lord your God, and there is no other." My emotions are a jumble. I'm feeling very, very little and insignificant. Dear ones, as our nation faces the consequences of its actions, let heart dwellers around the globe continue to pray for the salvation of souls and do so with much hope and love in our hearts. Let us remember the words in Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. Amen.